My name is Ryan Forshee. I am 14 years old. Today's date is November 23rd, 2017. I'm speaking with Jen, who is my aunt. We are recording in this interview in Westlake, Ohio. Can you tell me a little bit of your childhood? What was it like as a child?
I was born in 1974, and I was the oldest of three children, and we live on a street that was a dead-end street called Amber Drive. And it had a cul-de-sac at the end, and there were tons of kids that lived on that street. And we used to play all the time. Down at the Lashinger house, we'd play kickball and wiffle ball, and we'd have a big parade around the street every year when we had the block party. We all got to know our neighborhood mailman. One time he actually brought his motorcycle to our house on his day off so we could see his motorcycle. I had a really nice childhood.
Tell me a favorite memory of me.
Of you, Ryan Forshee? This is so exciting. Okay, my favorite memory of you was the first time I saw you tap dance at your first recital. And you were up on stage, and you had this great red sequin vest and little bow tie on, and you were so good. You were the best dancer, and you had so much talent, and you seemed so happy while you were doing it that it made me so happy to be there and watch you do it.
What advice would you give your teenage self?
I think I would tell myself to stop chasing popularity. I think a lot of times we are trying to be friends with the people that we think we should be friends with rather than be friends with the people we have the most in common with and the people who love us for who we are. And so I think I would tell my teenage self to kind of look around at the people who bring happiness and joy into my life and be thankful for those people and not worry about other people or other friend groups, that there's a lot of happiness to be had with those who love you just for who you are.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
I think one of my happiest memories was when we were little and growing up, we'd all take these family vacations to Put-in-Bay. And me and a bunch of my cousins and my mom and dad and my aunts and uncles and my grandma and grandpa would all go up there and we'd shove ourselves in this tiny cabin that was made for like three people, except there'd be 30 of us. And we'd just play and have a good time. And we'd go fishing with my grandpa, and my grandma would make all of this great fish later, and we'd have games and activities, and it was just good fun. I always looked forward going up there.
What are you most grateful for?
I'm most grateful for my family, that they were the ones who have taken care of me. They're always the ones that will greet me with open arms on my good days and on my bad days. I'm grateful that I have a sister who is my best friend and a brother who I can always count on. I'm grateful that my mom and dad are such wonderful parents. And I'm thankful for John, who I love more than life itself and who always puts everybody ahead of him.
How would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered as a person who tried her best every single day. So I'm a school teacher, and that's my second job, and I think it's the most important job that I had. And I want my students to look back and think that I not only taught them social studies, but I taught them that it's their job to create the world that they want to live in. And that requires all of us to be our kindest selves, our most empathetic selves, and our best selves, and to always think about how what we say makes someone feel and what we do determines somebody's day, that we can make the world a little bit better if we just try a little bit harder.